two good professionals. And I think today, you know, I'm not saying they're going to come in or next year they're going to be playing all the games, but they're good backups for us in lots of respects. Now, I'm saying that the two of them will fight like hell to get in the team at the beginning of the next season, and that's what you want. But as a manager today, when I first started playing, and I can remember even before that, when there was no subs, then there was one substitute. Now it's got through, we've got seven substitutes, then we've got five in the stand who can't even get on the bench. So you have 12, 13, 14 players at times who are not happy. You know, there's 11 that are playing. So you've got more players unhappy than happy. So it's important that you try and find a way and work a way where you try and keep the spirit in the dressing room, keep the spirit in the football club where, you know, irrespective of whether they're playing or not, whether they're happy or not, you are monitoring it and you are guarding against, you know, people, you know, trying to upset the apple cart at times. And I've personally, through my career as it's gone on, I've always tried to get good pros around the place. One or two maybe won't play as many games, but we'll monitor those situations, look after those situations, and make sure everybody toes the line. And the line is, the club should come first and foremost. It's very difficult today because players are very, very poor players. But as a manager, you have to try and find that way of keeping everybody happy. And those two, hopefully, fingers crossed, will play their part next year.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds like getting that balance then of experienced players, the younger players through the club is going to be important for you.
Yeah, we have to. We certainly have to improve the age of the squad in respect to making it younger. We have to be wary that, you know, we want to bring younger players in with a bit more mobility. I think we need a bit of quality in certain areas as well. I think that's been obviously an outstanding factor that we've missed at times this year. But it's time, you know, it's if you're given the time and the opportunity to put things in place, then, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be able to do that.